Today, a jury begins hearing arguments in the federal corruption trial of Atlanta's former mayor. The jury for Bill Campbell will consist of 7 blacks and 5 whites. They have to decide a racially charged case involving allegations of racketeering, bribery, and fraud. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Bill Campbell has challenged prosecutors' motives and vehemently denied any wrongdoing. Campbell was elected mayor in 1993 and made upholding affirmative action one of the focal points of his administration. Alexis Scott is the publisher of the Atlanta Daily World, a black newspaper.
During that period, there was a huge national attack against affirmative action. And Mayor Campbell was very strong about defending it and maintaining the city's commitment to it. I think that created for him a huge kind of backlash among whites and others who thought he was being too black or too pro-black, if you will, and anti-white.
Campbell promoted minority contractors and was an advocate for the poor and the elderly. But U.S. attorneys charge him with racketeering, accepting illegal cash payments from city contractors, and filing false tax returns. The 7-count indictment alleges that Campbell accepted more than $150,000 in bribes and more than $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions. Prosecutors say Campbell used some of the money to take gambling trips, to repair his home, and to go to Paris. The government investigated for more than 5 years and convicted 10 members of Campbell's staff, including some high-ranking officials. Still, no evidence pointed directly to the mayor. Bob Holmes is with the Southern Center for Political Studies at Clark Atlanta University.
The thing that's amazing to me is that not one of those persons said, look, get me a good deal and I will roll over, you know, on the mayor. So why wouldn't these people initially, who are in jail serving time now, have said, yes, the mayor told me to do this? That's all they had to basically say. I was a bad person for the mayor.
The length of the investigation led to a public outcry in the African-American community that it's racially and politically motivated. But former federal prosecutor in Alabama, Doug Jones, says cases where the Justice Department is trying to prove a pattern of corruption do take time. Jones says now prosecutors must have some solid evidence to prove that Campbell showed more than poor judgment.
A question of he should have known better is not the standard. Negligence is not necessarily a crime. Being a poor public official is not a crime. They have got to prove that he was a corrupt public official.
As a young child, Campbell was the first black to integrate the Raleigh, North Carolina public schools. He was mayor of Atlanta when the city began to expand and hosted the Olympics. But these charges hurt the city, according to Alexis Scott with the Atlanta Daily World.
I think you want to see justice served, but I also think that because it has the racial overtones, that it will continue to exacerbate those splits or those wounds in the community. But I think it's a good thing that finally it's getting resolved, and hopefully one way or the other we can move on and it can be over.
A defiant Bill Campbell has said he's looking forward to the trial. It's expected to last several weeks. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.